Hello, welcome back to Shabby Road Studios. I still don't have my booth set up, there's a plane going past outside and all sorts, but we're here to split MIDI drum data across multiple tracks, should you ever need to do such a thing. So at the minute I'm working on this little drum groove, which I'm calling Tremendous Horrendous. Let's have a little listen to it before we start splitting it up across multiple tracks. And I played that part in just using MIDI overdub, playing everything on one track. So now the goal is I want the data pertaining to the kick on one track, data pertaining to the snare on another track, etc. So I'm going to start by selecting the item that at the minute contains all of my MIDI data.
One SSD sampler 5 untitled MIDI item B350%.
And I'm going to hit the applications key.
Context menu.
Go to item processing.
Item processing submenu I.
And in here I want explode MIDI item by note row pitch.
Normal explode MIDI item by note row pitch.
Enter on this.
Tremendous horrendous prove 140 BPM.
So let's just have a look first of all at what it's done to my current track, which is track 3 and it's called drums. Just going to give my arrows a little wiggle to read the status of that track.
Boost 3 open folder drums arm 1 item FX VST SSD sampler 5.
Aha, so it's made this the start of a folder. It still has my drum VSTI, Slate Sampler 5 that I'm using, and it still contains one item, the original copy of the item before I exploded it across multiple tracks. Just going to quickly move to that item to show you something else that's handy.
1 SSD sampler 5 untitled MIDI item muted.
So you heard Asara report that the item is now muted. That's a good thing because it means the drum VSTI won't be receiving duplicate MIDI data. Moving down the track list, we've got a bunch of new tracks.
4 drums G1, 1 item.
G1.
5 drums C2, 1 item.
C2.
6 drums D2, 1 item.
D2. So as you can see, these are arranged chronologically in order of pitch, and each track mentions the name of the pitch that it contains. So the first thing I'm going to do is rename these tracks so I know what I'm working with.
5-4 drums, G1, 1 item.
G1 is the weird placement
track
of
name
the
selection.
China
Pain.
In the Slate plugin.
5 drums, C2, 1 item. Track name.
C2, select. Kick.
Pain. 6 drums, D2, 1, track name edit selection.
Snare Pain. For D2.
7 drums, D2, 1 item.
Oh, I've got E2 as well. Don't know why I did that, because those snares are the same samples in this kit.
Track name edit.
I rename that to snare dupe, so I remember to come back and fix it later.
Pain. 8 drums, F number 2, 1 item.
F sharp 2
track name.
Is select. Hats.
Pain. 9 drums, G number 2, 1 item.
G sharp 2
track.
Is hats.
Select.
Pedal.
Pain. 10 drums, BB2, 1 item.
B flat 2.
Track. Select.
Open hats.
Pain.
Gonna combine these three in a second as well to have one hats track.
11 drums, C3, 1 item.
C3 is
track.
High
Tom.
Pain.
12 drums, D3, 1 item.
B3. What is that? I can find that out by moving to the item.
One SSD sampler.
Opening the MIDI editor.
MIDI tape. SS.
And just exploring to find out what's in it.
R3, B4, 1 note.
Close the MIDI editor.
Tremendous.
Rename the track.
Track name. Select.
Splash.
Pain.
Next track.
13 drums, F3, 1 item.
E-flat 3, that's going to be
track name, select.
Ride.
Pain. 14 drums, E3, 1 item.
E3 is right next door.
Track name, edit, select. Select.
Ride.
Right.
Jupe, going to need to combine those.
Pain. 15 drums, F3, 1 item. Track name, edit, select.
Bell, going to put those on the ride track.
Pain. 16 end of folder drums, E3, 1 item.
So this one must be
track name, edit, select.
Crash.
Pain.
Okay, so let's work from the bottom up and combine some of these duplicates. I'm going to go to the bell track.
15 bell, 1 item.
I'm going to select the item that's on that track.
1 SSD sampler, 5 untitled.
Open the MIDI editor.
MIDI tape, SSD.
Move to the first note.
1 note.
Hit Control A to extend that selection to all of the notes contained within this item.
4 notes selected.
Cut them to the clipboard. Close the MIDI editor.
Tremendous.
Up to my ride track, which is the destination.
413 ride, 1 item.
Hit Shift A here to select the item under the edit cursor, being careful not to change my position on the timeline, otherwise the timings of everything will be messed up when I paste.
One item selected.
Open the MIDI editor, now we've got this item selected.
MIDI tape.
And paste. Close that MIDI editor.
Tremendous.
Down to my ride bell track.
415 bell, 1 item.
And I'll only do this for the first example. If I reselect that item,
one SSD sampler.
Reopen the MIDI editor.
MIDI tape, SSDs.
And if I just give my left and right arrows a bit of a thump for you, you can see that the item is empty.
Tremendous.
Okay, we don't need this track anymore.
15 bell, 1 track removed.
Deleted. Let's just quickly repeat that for the second instance of the ride. I think I called that track Ride Dupe.
14 ride dupe, one item.
There it is. Select the item.
One SSD stamp MIDI tape.
Open the MIDI editor.
R2B20%,
move
one note.
To the first instance of a note.
Six notes selected.
Select all of them. Cut them. Close the MIDI editor.
Tremendous curve.
Up to the destination track.
13 ride one item.
Select the item on this with Shift A.
One item selected.
Open the MIDI editor.
MIDI tape. SSD stamp.
Paste. Close the MIDI editor.
Tremendous horrendous.
Delete the Ride Dupe track, which is now empty.
14 one track removed.
And now I'm just going to work my way back up. Do the same thing for the hats.
13, 12, 11, and open hats, one item.
So, open hats, select the item, open the MIDI editor,
MIDI tape, SS.
Move to the first note,
R2, B4, one note.
Select all of them,
two notes selected.
Cut, close,
tremendous.
Up to the hatch track,
9, 8, hats, one
select
item.
The item,
one item
open the MIDI editor,
MIDI tape,
paste, close,
tremendous. 9, 10, open hats.
Delete open hats.
One track removed, 9 hats, pedal, one item.
Same for the hat pedal,
one SSD stamp.
Grab the item, open
MIDI
the
tape,
editor,
SSD, R2,
first note,
0%, 12 notes selected.
All of them, cut them,
tremendous,
close the editor,
hats,
up to the hatch track,
one item
select
selected.
The item, open the MIDI editor,
MIDI tape,
paste,
tremendous,
close the MIDI editor,
9 hats, pedal, one item.
Delete the hats pedal track that we don't need anymore.
One track.
Isn't this fun?
8 hats, 7 snare, one item.
One more to do, snare dupe.
One SSD stamp.
Okay.
MIDI tape. R5B1. Three notes selected.
Grab those.
Tremendous. Six. One item selected.
Paste them onto snare track. Remember
MIDI tape. SSD stamp.
MIDI editor first.
Tremendous. Seven snare. One track removed.
Delete the track. Okay. So that's all the rearrangement done. And the last thing I'm going to do is just reorder these tracks because I'm a fussy so-and-so and I like my drum tracks to go in a certain order. So at the minute,
6-5 kick, one item. 4-China, one item.
China is above kick, which makes no sense to me at all. I'm going to cut that track.
One track removed.
Zip down to the bottom of the track list.
10 crash.
And paste this underneath crash.
One track added.
Now, has Reaper been smart enough to move the end of the folder for me? Let's find out.
11 China, one item.
No.
10 end of folder, crash, one item.
So I'm going to make the crash just a normal track.
Track.
And make the China the end of the folder.
11 China, folder, end of folder.
Couple more things to rearrange.
10 crash, one item.
I want crash.
One track removed.
To go below my high tom.
9, 8, 7, high tom, one track added.
Okay. So now if we explore the track list from the very top,
one me.
We've got me, that's the track I'm coming through on.
Two speech arms, zero items.
We got speech, that's the track MVDA is coming to you from.
Three open folder drums arm, one item, FX, VST, SSD sampler 5.
There's our original drum track, which has still got the drum VSTi, which all these subsequent tracks that we're about to hear are now going to play through.
Four kick, one item.
So we've got kick. Let's just go to the beginning of the project
R1Z.
And prove this has worked. Let's solo the kick track.
Soloed.
Just kick.
Five snare, one item. Solo.
Add in the snare, etc.
All tracks on solo. Six hats,
and
one item.
On our
solo.
Hats track, we've got
R2.
Pedal, open.
All tracks on solo. Seven high tom, one item.
High tom.
Solo.
Has just got that solitary hit.
All tracks
hit.
On solo. Eight crash, one item.
The crash symbol has got
one solo.
Crash symbol.
All tracks on solo. Nine splash, one item.
The splash
solo.
Is just. There he is.
All tracks on solo. Ten ride, one item. Solo.
Ride is this. Yep, so that's all our rides and bells combined.
All tracks on solo. 11 end of folder. China, one item. Solo.
And China.
All tracks on solo.
And last thing, I'm just going to go back to the beginning of the project and have a little blast of this to make sure that none of my timings got messed up when I was cranking all this data around. Fabulous. Hope it helps.